comes to those plays at the end of the game where there's laterals all over the place, what are some of the important elements that you tell your team to try and defend those types of plays?
Well, there's a defensive call and an offensive call, regardless of what side of the situation you're on. And if you can imagine, the call's last play. So, and there's a number of coaching points that go on it for both sides of it. You know, obviously defense, you got to make sure you don't get outflanked, particularly, you know, when Zeke was running, it was, you know, the ability to you know, have five guys break on the ball. You know, the advantage goes a little bit to the offense here because the spacing off to the right there. And then when the ball went back to Prescott, the fact that he broke to his left, you know, obviously helped us. So just all those things, you know, it's about angles, pursuit, awareness. Obviously, pick the ball up, cover the football. You know, what happened at the end there between Nick and Quentin. So those are all coaching points that we can learn from. And that was really the message of our you know, corrections today was about improvement. There's a lot of things in that game that we have learned from, and but more importantly, apply to moving forward. So. Hey, we're happy to be where we are, 4-1, but by no means, you know, we need to play better. We didn't, you know, we had a lot of moving parts on defense. It was challenged there with the number of substitutions, particularly in the secondary. But we weren't as clean as we needed to be, and it showed up in our performance. So that's why it's great to win and coach hard on Mondays.
I ask you about all those moving parts, Mike. How difficult is it? You're changing personnel, and now you're changing, you know, from nitro back to base. And it cost you one timeout. Elliott's run, big one, had 10 on the field.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what I'm referring for. It wasn't clean. We got to be better than that. It was a challenge. Even the play before the last play, you know, there was a. Guys playing different positions that they haven't played, you know, on the sideline call there, and you know, they had a shot down the middle of the field, and you know, that's obviously that coverage doesn't allow people to run down the middle of the field, you know, so that's you know, we need to be better. We will be better, and those are things you have to learn from. It was a challenge for our secondary coaches. Frankly, I thought our coaches did a heck of a job yesterday with the adjustments, working through it, and. Guys stepped up, made plays, and we made more plays than they did, and that's why we won the game.
Mike, was it talk about just the emotions on the sidelines when you think you've got the 4th-and-1 stop there with 2 minutes to go, but then it gets reviewed? I mean, emotionally, is that something that's tough to work through for the players or coaches at all, or how?
Not really, because you know, you don't ever relax until the game's over, so. And as a job as a coach, you always have to at least be one play ahead. So, you know, when I saw the fact that he challenged it, you know, you're going through the scenarios. You know, obviously, if you get the football, we're in a 4-minute situation there. And if not, then we got to be ready for the next call. So, I mean, we don't really get the opportunity to cheer for the game. You know, we got to play the game.
I'm not a rule book aficionado, so I apologize. Was that a right call?
What's that?
He reaches the ball across, but it's not like the goal line. It's not like breaking the plane. He brings it back then. As you understand, is that a play that you're going to send into the league to get clarification on?
No, my understanding is, and it was communicated, he got the first down. You know, he established the, you know, the distance or, you know, the yard mark. And so based on what they showed, the replay, I mean, it's an instinctive play. See, I don't get caught up, and I get where you're going with the rule book and so forth. To me is football's not perfect. I know we try to officiate it. You have replay, and you try to coach it that way. I'm more concerned about the fact that he was able to extend the football. You know, when we're pursuing – we got to get eyes on the football. So, this, you know, you have the first guy that gets there, but the second guy, we got to do a better job getting ourselves in position for takeaway opportunities. So, to me, that's what we're focused on today. I understand your rule book question and so forth, but, you know, based on the communication on the field, you know, he established that he got the ball across it as an instinctive play. So, you just got to keep playing.
Mike, the game-winning drive.
drives off, and it's an extended play or some sort of broken play that really fuels it. But have you seen a cleaner executed six plays to get from the 25 down to the 12?
Yeah, I thought the 2-minute drill was exceptional. Exactly what you're looking for. Aaron's selection from the menu, particularly the two run calls, I thought were excellent. The run pass calls were excellent, and the fact that the last two plays I think speak for themselves as far as the connection between him and Devontae.
Mike, did the two missed PATs play into the decision to go for two after Jordy's touchdown, or is that purely what the scenario says when that's the score?
No, it's definitely part of it's one of the variables. I think it's like anything in this game. As a head coach, and we have a game management, network, team that works through these things. And when I think of 2-point plays, I think of the traditional 2-point chart. It's pretty cut and dry on if you want to do it, and if you don't want to have any criticism, just stick to it and don't do it to the fourth quarter. So I mean, that's a good way to go if that's the way you want to do it. But I think there's also strategic 2-point opportunities. And that one yesterday is the first one that we've ever had because, there's – and I'm not going to get into the variables because, to me, there's variables. You create a formula, and then you make a decision. And we were trying to achieve something there. The risk was acceptable, and it was a good, sound decision to go for it there at two at that point.
Like, what's your concern level with the operation, though, because, that's not – Faison doesn't normally miss.
Improvement. We got to get better. I mean, that's, can't have it, especially, when you're playing in an environment, as a dome stadium. So, yeah, that's something we have to be better at moving forward, no doubt.
Mike, how do you view Demarius Randle's performance yesterday? He has the big breakup down the field. He has the touchdown. Not sure how you view the penalty after the touchdown. I'm just kind of wondering, after the week you had with him and the conversations I assume you had with him, kind of big picture, what do you think of what he...
Definitely, I think Demarius is, going from last week where we were at this point last week to today, we definitely made improvement. He's like every other member of our football team. There's things that he can do better in the game. I don't think the intention was there. For what happened, for the penalty, but I could definitely see why they called it, it's definitely something we can learn about because, that was a big penalty. I mean, it was a huge penalty. So, that's something to factor in going for two there too. So, I mean, all those things play into it and, particularly, at that point in the game and, with their, with their ability there to return kicks. So, I mean, it's something that you learn from, and it's definitely something that we talked through today.
Mike, was Jordy unable to go on that final drive? Was he hurt?
Jordy was, he was being evaluated, and, I don't know where we would have been if it went into overtime. But at that point in time, we just stayed with the group that we had out there.
I think the broadcast said hamstring. Can you confirm it?
I'm not going to confirm that. It's inaccurate, but I'm not going to confirm it, and we'll have that for you Wednesday. Yeah.
Hey Mike, you look back on what Devontae went through in 2015, played hurt, the expectations with Jordy out. You and Aaron have been so supportive of him, and I think maybe if he's healthy, he delivers on what you and Aaron were saying during the offseason that year. What's it been like to see his growth now, though, and be healthy and play the way he's played the last 21 games or whatever it's been?
Well, I think something that gets lost in our business, especially, outside of the building, is we all know the man. We know the person. We get to work with one another each and every day. They go through, particularly the players, the locker room. They go through things together that I'm not even aware of or get to see. So, there was never a doubt of can Devontae Adams be an excellent, top-notch NFL football player. So. But it's a process. I mean, every player goes through it. I mean, you have ups and downs and so forth. And, most important thing that I have to give these guys is I get to give them the training and support and the culture to achieve that. So, and I think that's a great illustration of, he was playing through injury. He was going through rough spots. clearly the fact that Aaron kept going to him should speak volumes. So, and this is why, because he's the real deal.
Two more, please.
Like when a rookie like Aaron Jones plays as well as he does yesterday, does that, I don't know if buy you more time is the right phrase, but does that allow you to be more conservative with Ty because you know you have a guy that has proven in a big game that he can play really well?
Good question. I think you got to be careful with that. I mean, it's today's NFL, particularly with these injuries, you know, it's a battle of attrition. But also, as long as I've been in this league, if a player is ready to play, he plays. And when you start, muddying the water on that decision, now you're getting into, you're getting into different scenarios, and I don't think that's the best thing for your football team. Because at the end of the day, we're going to work today and the rest of the week to beat the Vikings, and so doing this and projecting that, and does it happen? Absolutely, I'm sure it does. Is it part of the medical staff to do that? Absolutely not. The medical staff is supposed to get the players ready to play and do everything they can and never jeopardize their health, but it's to get them ready to play. And that's just the way we've always gone about it. So, and that's why we have the process. And when those guys clear them, and then there's another evaluation step that you go through, and then that's how you figure out your active list.
So whenever Ty is ready and he's ready to go, What do you think you have now at running back? I mean, you played Ty 90% of snaps the first three games. Circumstances lead to Aaron Jones getting the opportunity. You always love a 1-2 punch. What do you think you have now at your disposal?
I hope I have a 1-4 punch. I mean, that's why we drafted three running backs. So, I mean it's but it takes time. It's a young man's league. I get it. But, Aaron had an opportunity. Man, he cashed in, and I'm proud of him. So he's earned the right to have more opportunities to move forward, and that's not lost in how we plan and how we go for it. But this is not a one-man show. I mean, it's going to take them all. So I want to be able to make hard decisions on who's going to be the 46th there. That's what this league's all about. It's been, unfortunately, we haven't had that yet this year. So, but that's what good football teams do, because that's why everybody has to get ready.
Can I ask one more quick one?
A quick one. Did you get that on camera?
Sorry, that's a good line. What do you think of what you're getting from Blake Martinez right now and the way he's playing?
I think Blake's getting better. He's making impact plays. They had the unfortunate penalty there in the end zone that I didn't see that as a penalty. His command, you can see that right away, his communication skills and so forth, and he's playing faster clearly than he was last year. Had a couple missed tackles, but other than that, I thought he played really well. And I like the way Jake's playing too. So once again, we did some really good things there, particularly in the run game. The third down and fourth down conversions got us here in the first half. But, Blake's doing a heck of a job.
Mike, I know that you're going to watch the Vikings, later tonight. Yes. But is there any part of you that's curious for future purposes to look at Trubisky a little bit differently than you would, just because he's going to be a future opponent and he's starting tonight for the first time?
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, but when you watch the game, don't you watch both sides of the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if you were focused so much on the Vikings that you don't maybe pay as much attention to the personnel on the other side.
I'll watch both. And, I think there's – definitely, and I know you guys do the same. I mean, there's TV copy, and then you get to go watch the coaches tape too. So, but yeah, I'm excited to see him play. And I think anytime you got a chance to watch two division opponents playing TV, you got to take advantage of it.